He wants to be medayik from the Rashi that Rashi seems to be saying that every single rodev is al shem sofa. Why? Just the first four words. The whole lo kotel, he didn't kill u miktil, and we kill him. So he assumes that it's true with respect to every single rodev that it's al shem sofa. And he says, Mishun desofo larek balabayas kshiyama kenegdo lahatz lamamono. So every single rodev is al shem sofo. I have problems with that. I mentioned to you yesterday. Then al shem sofo means in another minute from now. So if I interpret it, and that's how he interprets it at the end, he says it's against Rashi. I don't think it's against Rashi. That al shem sofo is limited to a case of baba mafteris. Why? Because right now he's not coming to kill. Right now he's coming to steal. He's coming to steal, yes. If the balabas will stand up to him, he may have to kill him. But that's not his intention right now. So what I mentioned to you before from my Rebbe, and he has the same deal. Rav Shmuel, I was so proud. The same word. When Rav Shmuel was sick, he was in Boston, in the hospital. He came for the cancer treatment. Then my Rebbe used to visit him. They would talk Torah. They were, you know, both up there, you know, in the Gedolei Hador. So they had the same deal, mamish. The Rambam writes, Kirodev. With a cuff. I didn't hear it from my Rebbe on that. I was my diuk. I was Mechamet Rav Shmuel on this Korodev. We'll see soon. Comes to the case of Uber. I don't know if you saw anything more about the abortion, which would be a major topic we'll talk about. They use Kirodev and another place Kimorodev and the difference to it. So my Rebbe was Medak at the cuffs. He's Medak this cuff of the Rambam. It's not a Rodev yet. So that's what he says. I think Rashi also means that. Look at the Rashi. Come on, let's read the Rashi again. Nidon Hashem Sofo. The whole Kotel, he didn't kill. Umaktil, and we kill him anyway. From the Sofo Larag Balabites, Kishiyama Kenegatsamon. So Rav Shmuel is focused on the first half of the Rashi. That the first half of the Rashi is that even if he hasn't killed yet, we kill him anyway. No, I say. Look at the end of the Rashi. Kishiyama Kenegdo Lahatsamono. So we're missing a piece. He hasn't, the Balabas hasn't stood up to him yet. So right now, you can't call him a Rodef. He's going to be a Rodef when the Balabas stands up to him. So, you're missing a piece. You're missing a piece. This is exactly why it's Al Shem Sofo. If you're missing no pieces, then it's a Rodef Mamish. He gives a mushel. It's a very serious concept called a Moser. They call it different names, yes.
Doesn't Chazaka create the reality? Meaning the fact that we have a chazaka and you know the mamid, so that doesn't that tell us that even though he hasn't yet stood up to the ganef, it's kilu he already did and therefore.
No, not everybody. Look, we understand. First of all, number one, let's take talk tachlis. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Hopefully, the ganef will get away with it and they'll never see him. Why is he going through the basement? He goes through the living room. The answer is he hopes to get through the basement, steal his stuff, and never know. He'll never even discover him, never notice him. That's always a possibility. Not every Nignav is going to discover the guy come in. He's just go in and come out and never be discovered. That's certainly a possibility. So there's a concept of a Moser or a Moser, and it's pronounced two different ways in different places, different sources. What is this guy? Osa Moser Asher Zomam Umosar Yeiro Li Sheosa Lehargo, because he did it already. Too late. We only. You kill him as a preventive. Why kill him? It's a preventive measure. He did it already. Too late. Elohim Kain Hugzak Limsor Hareza Yehorek Shema Yimsor Acherim. He's a chazak. He did it three times. He's a well-known Moses. Even though he already Nebuch, he just got put Reuben into trouble, but he can still get Shimon Levi Yehuda down the road, right? Here he's a Rodef Mamish. He's a Rodef. Why? He has Kavana. He's demonstrated a kavana and an action to kill. Not to kill, he put someone in jail. In those days in jail, you could die. Okay? And there's nothing, he's not missing a step. So we treat him as a rodef. We don't say Baba Machteris, Al Shem Sofa. He's a rodef right now. The Rambam goes further, and the guy is Osik Biziyufim. What does it mean, Osik Biziyufim? He's involved in counterfeits. Counterfeits, right? He's forging money, forging other things like that. He's going to get caught down the road, and when he gets caught, every Jew is going to be in trouble. He can also be considered to be in the category of a of a moser and a rodev, to some extent. We'll get to that when we see the Rambam. But this idea of the status of a rodev, let's look at the Rambam. Something very similar. Watch this. Ram talks about a rodev. Here, look at this. The guy is running after some. Harelu Horgan also is a rodev. It's a rodev mamish. Afal pi shadayin lo horag. Shenema vekatzosas kapa lo sochas. Now we'll get to this source a little bit later. What do you mean? And he killed already? You can't kill him. You can't kill him. He killed already. The Kesef Mishneh says kasha. What do you mean? Afal pi shadayin lo horag. Implying that if he killed, you would certainly kill him. That's not even true. The Kesef Mishneh asks this question. What does he answer? Fascinatingly. He's bothered by this kasha. Mashkot afa pi shelo horag, ein loshen afa pi noach li. The Adraba. Mipnei shelo horag adayin hu shorgan tishlo yahargenu. Dilo ha kvar hargo, ein em rashon lahargo. As we saw before, once he did it, you can't kill him anymore. Tzorach lomar, hachi kama. Kevan shelo horag lo hoya roya lahargo. We didn't kill anybody yet, we shouldn't really kill him. Afal pi kein horgan also. They're the hotless on near enough. Not afal pi as compared to if he already killed. Afal pi, no, that even though he's not roy to be killed, and if he killed anybody, we taka don't kill him. But even though he didn't kill anybody yet, we still kill him. That's how the Kesef Mishneh is trying this drama. So I like him, Shmuel, everything he said, except he says that he thinks that Rashi is against him. I want to say Rashi is like him. I'm on his side more. He says Rashi is Tzorachi and Godel. I'm saying Rashi holds like him. Because if you look at the end of the Rashi, the end of the Rashi, look, again, the lokotel lemik lemishim the sofal arog balabayis, and he adds kishayamo kenegdo lahatzel mamonim. That's why it's al shem sofo. And if you take my shtickle Torah from yesterday, it's even more than that. This fellow should harden to the bed, and the reason why he's allowed to kill him is because even though he'll harden to the bed, the next guy won't. So therefore it's al shem sofo of some future geneva. It's my choice. I think it's even better. But even without that, okay, fine. Let's go slow. So, the Rambam, as we mentioned, used the expression of Rishus, and used the expression Ke Rodev, just to see it again one more time, because it's always good to see things more than once. Chazara, this stuff is going to be a lot of Chazara, because see it from many different angles, as we're going already. But Talmidim should just pay attention, because every time there's always a new little twist, always something a little bit new. Peretes Nukas Geneva. What did he say? Hababa Mahteras Ben Yomalayla Enlo Damin, Alim Hargo Balabayas O Shaha Adam Peturin, Urishus, Yeshachol Lahargo Ben Bechol Ben Beshabis, Bechomis Shechol Namisa, Shenema Enlo Damin, Bechol Beshabis is a Gemara. The obvious question is Pshita, we discussed a little bit yesterday. To save someone's life, you're not going to do it on Shabbos. Every Hatzolah goes on Shabbos to save someone's life. So why should this be any different? I bet it's a Gemara. The Gemara quoted a Pasuk, no? Didn't the Gemara quote a Pasuk? Ben Bechol Ben Shabbos, how do you know? Kamash Melani quote a Pasuk. Right? The whole Sukkah is over the Gemara over here. On that Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. So what's a Kiddush? We'll come to that in a little bit. But there's another deal we'll come to later on. Number one, he says, Ein Lo Damin. Stop. Then he says, Rishus yesh l'kol l'hargo. Very strange Rambam. This is a real brisk idiot. He should have said, Rishus yesh l'kol l'hargo, l'fichach ein lo damin. That's not what he said. He said, ein lo damin. Ein lo damin. And then, number two, Rishus yesh l'hargo. Get an impression that the ein lo damin it comes first, and Rishus yesh l'kol l'hargo comes second. It's two different dinim. The Briskerov has about this in a safe.
Why would you think
the other way around? I would say this follows. Abba Machteres, Rishus, Lodom Lahargo, Lefichok, and Lodomim. Since he's a dead man, anyone can kill him. He's saying no. Number one, and Lodomim. It's a Pasuk. There is a Kosuk. Number two, you should know anybody can kill him. Keep that in mind. That's a brisk idea. We'll come to it. We can't do everything in one day. Oh. He doesn't want to kill. Oh, important word. It doesn't say in Rambam that the Balabai is going to try to kill the intruder. He's just going to try to stop the intruder. So he's saying over here, the Rambam Machidish Nifla, that even though the Balabai is not going to try to kill the intruder just to stop him, the stinking intruder is going to kill him anyway. They're getting him. That's a bum. Not everyone agrees with this Rambam. The Ran says the reason why the intruder is going to kill the Balabas, because they're afraid the Balabas is going to kill him. And if the Balabas would just say, get out of here, he'd leave. I guess the Ran is maybe a utopian, I don't know what. But the Rambam says even if he tried to stop, he's going to kill him. And therefore, is Kirodev with a cuff. Kirodev. Let's take a look at the Ran. I brought the Ran in to see. I'll show you the Ran on your screen. This is the nice Ran. Does anyone have this Ran? I found that someone, the guy who had it, gave it. So I was looking for it. I couldn't find him. Couldn't find a single Ran on our floor. Not even one. Not even the Shvacha Rans. This is a good Ran. This is the most Rav Kook Ran. It's the best Ran, although. That Machol and Harry Fishel never put out a Ran? You have to have Tulsa Rush, Rabbi Nadavid.
I don't know if they even have
before. But you have that set, don't you?
I have part of it.
I'm pretty sure they had a Ran too. I mean, it may not have been as good as this, but it was certainly good. Get it if you can find it somewhere else. One of the two. Okay? So the Ran, let me show you the Ran before I see how the Ran myself. Let's see, you should see the Ran inside. It's all in the Maramah comments, which. You're going to get tomorrow, which will be retroactive. It took a while for it to be written up. Chidushi Haran. Here we go. Okay. Fine. Watch this. Ikor apikatinale. Vadai she'ein kol haganovim bol into the fight. Every ganov wants to kill. That's for sure. Yikoy balabayis lapei v'shokel mamonim biyad ganov. Listen to this now. If the balabas will come and just take the money back from the ganov's hands, lo kotilei. The average thief is not interested in hurting a fly. He just wants money. He doesn't support his drug habit. Nebuch. He just wants money. He doesn't interested in anything else. All he wants money. And if the guy will stop him, he'll just, okay, I'll try another house. Plenty of houses on the block. I'll try a different house. The only time the intruder, according to Shita's Haran, is going to kill the homeowner is when, again, the loyochol God of the Migdas, there's a lamb shall go on his way, look for another korban. Ela balabayis hu omen kenegda omenas laro! Drop those diamonds or I'll kill you, says the homeowner. Well, then the thief will kill him first. That's why he's allowed to kill him first. It's against the Rambam. Sha'afal pishen ebedin lehogo al-kach chazok ha'shein ono mamad al-samam amono va'ganem shiyodei hazeh sh'omim kenegdo al-disk ha'nefashin su'omim. Ganem knows what's going on. Spy versus spy. Watch this now. He's not. You wouldn't know he's a Rodev. The Torah made him into a Rodev, even though the Balabas hasn't stood up to him yet. For all we know, he could just get in and out, and then not be noticed. And the Balabas can hide under the bed, whatever you want. Doesn't matter. The Torah made him into a Rodev. Sorry. Okay, but
put him in a position where he winds up what? It's more of
Let's look at the Gemara. Here's the Gemara. Okay, look at the Matthias on the shelf. You let me know. Let me know for tomorrow's shiur. I don't remember exactly what you're saying. But let me know. But it's about Chlokas between the Rambam and the Ram. What'll happen? The boss stands up and says, drop those diamonds. According to the Shita Saran, he'll drop the diamonds and walk away. According to the Ram, he'll kill him. Yeah.
The Ram is learning that the Lashon of the Gemara, when it says Chazaka in other Mamed Atzmo, means that he's even willing to go to kill.
No. Chazaka is going to talk about the Balabas, not about the Ganif.
Right, and therefore the Ganif knows that the Balabas is going to try and kill him, and therefore the Ganif is going to come with the intention to kill the Balabas.
Right.
And therefore the Balabas can kill the Ganif.
Right.
So I mean that the Ram is understanding the Chazaka in the Gemara. That in other mamid means that a person will go to any lengths to protect his money.
That's correct. Maybe the Rambam may not hold that way. The Rambam is not completely clear. Look back at the Rambam. When the Rambam says this din, look again. Chazkoso. Shemamad balabayis befonav umino yehargenim. In other words, the Rambam took the word chazak and applied it the other way. The Gemara's chazak is on the balabas. Rambam took the word chazaka, talk about the ganav. That's a good kasha. How come Rambam didn't say, are the words of the Gemara, that the Gemara has an expression of chazaka right over here? In other mamad atz amamono, where is that in the Rambam? It's supposed to be here in Halacha Tes. But the Rambam took it to the other way.
When I read the Gemara, I read Pashas in the Gemara like the Rambam.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Kalman and the Rambam seem to hold against everyone else in the world that the chazaka. And other mamad atz amamono is referring to the ganav. That's not what Rashi learned.
No.
Wow, could be the Rambam learned your way. Wow, see that? I didn't see it that way, but it's true. Rambam took the word chazaka and is explained the chazaka on the ganav. I guess they learned pshat in the Gemara. Does any Rishon say that pshat in the Gemara?
Other than the Rambam,
I mean,
I haven't found one.
My Rebbe taught us that he heard from his father and his grandfather a chiddush. We should treat the Rambam as a mefarish, not just a pesuk. Rambam learned the Gemaras differently. That's what the brisk is all about. How did Rambam learn the Gemara? Like no one else did. Here may be a case in point. Wow. Okay, look again. Maybe some of the likutim. See who else learned the Gemara that way. That's beautiful. If that's the case, but it is. He does say the chazaka, right? That he used the word chazaka in that context. Wow. Cheskoso on the ganif. Take away the money he thinks is already his, is in his mind is his. Yargenu. Wow. Could be.
I thought it fit better that way because if you hold it the Ran, so the Ran is assuming that the Chazaka goes much further than the implied Chazaka of the Gemara. But you know, the Imam, it doesn't sound like the Baal Bayis has intention to kill any intruder. Should first ask questions later. It sounds like he doesn't want people to take his money. The same way if you try and pickpocket me in the street, I'm going to keep you away. I'm not going to kill you for trying to pickpocket me.
Correct.
So it would make a lot of sense to assume that the chazaka does not go that far, and therefore that the chazaka has to be that when the Baal Bayis tries to stop him, the ganav is going to react.
After all, as you say, Kalman, the ganav is a criminal.
Right.
The Baal Bayis is a law-abiding citizen. So Matpid is not going to kill anybody. Psh. Okay, see? Always no pshatim. Pirish ha-mischashim b'chol yom. I like it. Okay, I like it. Very good. Very good. The whole shiur is worth it for this chiddush. Very good. Excellent. Oh, the idea of being rishus, before I go any further, is a toisus. Now, I'm not sure I gave you my Makomas, little black Gemara, but you probably get that far. If you take a look over here on toisus ayin gimel and aleph, the toisus af, a very short toisus. Afro tzeach nidin latzila ben afro. You want a pasuk that you can kill a rotzeach who's a roger. Im toma mevuhuka becholadim nafka kedashin on the other fine base and base. We know this already. We saw this yesterday. Vuhuka becholadim, the third wide line. So what's the chiddush over here? V'yeshlomar tohasam rishus hashvin and krah den adamim avol hocha kamashma the chovah lahatil. Most poskim pshat in their toses. It's true in the maskana. It's only rishus. Baba Machteris is a Rishus, and a regular honest to goodness Rodef is a Chova. What's the difference? There's an alternative, just hide under the bed. As we spoke about yesterday. Follow me? It's very important Tosis. It's four lines. Keep it in mind. Very good. That's how most posts come to Sum Shan Tosis. Not everybody agrees. Someone said Maskana Tosis is a Chova too.
No, the fire, if you like the way we just learned the Rambam, learned the Gemara, then that wouldn't apply. It might be a Chova even in the case of Machteris as well.
Possibly. The Rambam says Beferish Rishus. So
that's a problem.
Yeah. No. Pashas. Now. Oh. Let's go further. There's another Ran. We saw a Ran on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, okay? Watch this. On the same Gemara. V'yim Tomar, Tosis Kasha. Lo mitzrich lerotzeach lemelech minar amaroh, so latzi lebenavsho. Perotzeach gufa yisun kro, behedjo. Yisun lebenavsho. But b'machteres! Omer Achmon, we saw yesterday, abola horgo chashkin lehorgo. Dein lo domim. V'yafinim imekamon, hukov v'meis, afilu b'chol mok odom shio. Come on, it's a mistake, it's a little, no? Befil bechol adam shichom lahar gaganev kama balabayis fim kain hey matzilim a balabayis gad aganev benafshel shel ganev fisherodev. Who needs prices cash? Well, they want the whole drasha from Naam Arasa. That's chazabi. I don't know if you saw the Gemara. By Naam Arasa, it says ein Moshiach lo. Man's running after Naam Arasa to attack her. Ein Moshiach lo. No one's to save her in the field. So the Gemara dashed. Oh, yesh lo Moshiach. Bechol davar shiachol Moshiach. Halfway down, ayin gimel amen aleph. No, we need that for you. Ready to learn from Baba Machteris? Because most of you, that's why Naam Aras, the Baba Lam and Islam, because Ki Kasha Yaakov Ish Areyu, it's off on the Abish, here it is. Take a look in Oz Beis and Torah HaShalom and Gimel Av. La Nalo Sasa Dover, Enno Chet Mavis. Ki Kasha Yaakov Ish Areyu, it's off on the Abish, Kena Dover Azeh. The simple shot is that the woman who was attacked is completely blameless, the same as the murder victim is blameless. So she's not punished. That's a punch shot, the words of the Well, it says, yeah, but Bola Lamed Venim Salomed, we're deriving from Nara that Ein Moshiach Lo, Hayesh Lo Moshiach, you can do it, save her no matter what. So to my Ratzeach, what are you here for? Tosis Kashin, Iran's Kashin. You have Baba Machteris. So what did Tosis answer? There's a Rishus Baba Machteris, and here is a Chova. Here is a Chova, but Hashem Shadid, Baba Machteris itself is a Rishus, even the Maskana. Because it's because the reason we spoke about it earlier, there's an alternative. As opposed to a case of here where there's no alternative, whatever it may be it Nara, be it Rodef Mamash to kill somebody, when there's no alternative, then it's a Chovah Lahatzel, Pashup Shah. What did the Ran say? Vieshloma. The Maidar Shina, Vahuka Becholodom, Hainu, Loma, Shekholodom, Yechol and Lahargo, im year two. K'moshe nasin reshus lebala bais, aval ein bo chiyuv mitzvah lahargam. Same as Tosis, right? There's no chiyuv or mitzvah to kill him. Aval hash bi'afina minayim arasa, also le mitzvah mamish lerodef acha chaveru lahargo she mitzvah laharag arodef ulahatzel anirdof. Okay? A real case of rodef. Have to kill him. Oh. Now, that's a regular case of nirdav. There's no alternative. So to the Nara. The Nara is being pursued by this guy. He wants to be ma'anis her. She has no... What's she going to do? What's she going to do? You don't say she should let us submit to the rapist. No, we don't say. Get to that a little later on. We don't say that. Oh. Fine. Now let's go a little bit further. Yes?
How is this so different from Tosfos stuff?
It's fundamentally the same, but he spells it out a little bit more by Riches. And then he adds the following. Watch this. V'yim tomar, kema shemitzu laharag arodev, kada di asla nirdav, lama likrod lo sabra dar mayecha. That's the Gemara, that's the closest pasuk right over here. The famous pasuk, Aleph in the Torah Shalom. Someone's drowning. Just stand by. No, I have to jump in. Lo samadar. Don't stand oddly by when your blood of your friend is being lost. Okay? Who needs this? Pshita. Do a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'troach batzalos v'gatoveh benorah b'listim b'olim. Of course. Yishlomah. Dimikro d'nitin l'tzila b'napsho. Lo shaminan ela b'misha borolo kashemesh shuro t'lehargo. Rabbos is important to understand. It's not Baruch HaShemesh, he'll succeed. You never know, guy's chasing with a gun. Who knows how good his aim is? He may miss. Emphasize. We know it's Rotel HaHargo. Once it's Baruch HaShemesh to Rotel HaHargo, you know there's a chance of his success given his poor marksmanship in the past, is very small, doesn't matter. Roll to the Hargo, he gets killed. He gets killed. The equivalent, you know he's going to drown for sure. I'm not Yitzilu. Who the Mechav Latzilu? I'm lo Sofek, lo Shamina Midi. Yeah, a small chance of drowning. Shach Yosekor, lo Samadam Reyach, lo Ma, Shu Mitz Mitzuva, lo Troch, bo Af, lo Sofek. The guy, oh, I'm in distress. Even though the chance that he'd be able to get there, come to shore on his own, you got to jump in. To be it's obvious. There's no downside. To kill someone, we're not even sure he wants to kill the other guy. Mm. But to save someone from drowning, there's no carbon. Just, you have to go in. That's the Chiddush of the Sound. It's just important to see this run. Yes, sir.
What do you do if the other man the Marlik says that you read that as that possibly the other way? That if it's Vada that he doesn't want to, then you don't kill
the We have to discuss that at some length. Where's the Vados? Where's the Suffolk? The Machlokas Aposkim? We'll, at great length. Not at small. We'll discuss that at length. But now, I'm going to put it on hold for a minute. Yes.
What would we say about a person who's coming after you to kill you, but you know he's probably not going to be able to be successful in it?
Kill him. Kill him.
You
wrote to the Hargo.
Even though you're not going to be successful.
You don't know for sure. Don't play Russian roulette. The guy's come with a gun. You know the guy is a very bad marksmanship. He's probably going to miss. Don't take a chance. Can't take a chance. You have your own life. You have a right to save. And even a third party can kill the pursuer. You know, the chances of his success are small because he wants to kill him. It's clear. They're going to shoot you. They want to kill you. Baba Machter is even that's not clear, as we spoke about earlier. Fine.
He's a suspect, so he's considered a Gano. Just says on Ayin Beis and Rav, if there's a suspect, so then he's Yiyah Bein Nefek Gano.
Yes. That's a discussion which we'll come to. We haven't done any of the toast yet. We'll talk about all these things. Lean at it. Oh. Fine. Again, Machteris is a suffix if it's one if it's Rota Largo. I told you before. There's a problem with the Gemara and Yuma. Rabbi said, who here saw the Gemara and Yuma? Raise your hand if you saw it already. Not everybody, so we'll skip it then. I want to know the Gemara and Yuma. On the so-called Maram Bekomos, which you should have by today, no? I want to tell you should have it today. Before.
Yeah, I'll type it up. And
yeah. So there by Mincha, right? You should have it. You can email it to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so you should see the Gemara and Yuma. We'll get to it later. Oh. Fine. What's the Habba mean? I am Bezim at Bez. Sakada the Chamina, let's see again. Look inside. Look what it says. Sakada the Chamina is a Havamina, the fourth wide line. Bala Bayis who the Kimlu, the Eno the Mamma, Atzma Mamono. Rebosai. What's your Pshat Kama? How's going to survive this Gemara? The Furish, no? Bala Bayis who the Kimlu, the Eno the Mamma, Atzma Mamono. Aval Acher Lo. Kamash on the road if I feel the Achenami can kill him. So your grape shot so far is on the rocks here. Maybe the Teretz. Shari to it's maybe a different Girsa, whatever. Maybe the Noob shot. But the Chora, this is confirms whatever. The traditional wisdom usually wins at the end of the day over the Havrokah. Usually. I like Havrokahs, but so far this Gemara is against it. Ripshuta. Okay. Well, good while it lasts, Noob shot. But maybe you can still revive him to tomorrow's Shiel. Okay, so far you have a challenge. Good. What's the Hava Amina? What is the Hava Amina? What's that? What do you need a pasuk for? I wonder if they have this parish on Sanhedrin, if you have it here. I wonder if you have it. Yes, they have it. Look at this. The Torah's Chai is one of the great Mefarshim of Sanhedrin. I think some of the Kofsim have it. Kamash Blon, Rodef Afil Achen. What does it mean? Ein Lefarish, Asi Krol Ashmina, the Havi Rodef, Bachi. No, we know it's Erodev. It's a psha. The dinner of Hashmin and Krah. The came and the Erodev who mutu l'choladam l'horgo. V'chein igiyah ma'ashal zal. Kamash malon. What? What's the kamash malon? We have the girsa, the Erodev. That's the girsa that we have. Okay? Look on the side. I'm going to have a base. Came on the road, they fool. Came on the road, they fool. I feel like a name. I'm a kosher. The lamali krah. The road, they put to the harbor. Habedi lo, they'll come at me krah kmina. Now I'm a rosh, I'm a shiela. Hey, what are you a pasuk for? We know. It should be obvious. So I would say the answer is, would be over here. It's a suffix over here. Why? Why? The Balabas knows I am included in the category of people who are not going to stand out the bar when my money is being taken. So therefore, I'm a nirdav. He's going to kill me first. But an acher, a bystander, is watching a guy steal. He doesn't know for sure that the Balabas is either going to find out about it, or if he'll find out about it, he's going to stand up to him. He doesn't know for sure. So maybe he shouldn't do nothing. That's the Kamash Malon. That's the Kamash. Maybe he won't see him. Maybe he'll be Mavater. Kamash, you kill him anyway. That's what I think. That's the answer to Torah Chaim's question. That's exactly what the Gemara means. That's the Gemara means. Sa'akadakani balabais with the Kimlu. Ena demamana salamono. Aval achelo. Kamash malon. De rodefu. All the gears of the cave of the rodefu. Afilo achenami. It's a question. What is the pshat? Is Kamashman that he's a Rodev? Or Kamashman that since he's a Rodev, someone else can kill him? Either way, two different Gersos. Now we come to what about Shabbos? Shabbos. What about Shabbos, okay? Shabbos. Toner Rabbanon, the end of the narrow lines. Domer lo ben mechol ben mishabes. En lo domer ben mechol ben mishabes. Exeris akosuf. Vish lema domer ben mechol ben mishabes tzadach amina. It's shukhan tzadach amina. Midi de havi ahuge bezdin de mishabes lo katlina kamash malam. De katlina. Obvious! It's the most obvious thing in the world. Hatzolah comes every Shabbos. What do you mean? It's obvious, Rebosa. It's obvious. Huh? You with me? Should be obvious. This question is raised by the Mefarshim, and I'd love to show it to you, but I don't think we have this. We have a Mefarshim on the Rambam? Let's see what we have.
Yeah.
A lot, you have a lot, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll be lucky. Maybe we'll be lucky. Mefarshim on the Rambam. I was looking for Rav Shach Sefer called Avi Ezri. Don't have it. I have it here. I'll leave it for you to look at it afterwards. Shach. And part of his yeshiva. Here's a piece on this. You'll look up later on. There's an Ilchus Geneva. On our Rambam. I'll read you some highlights. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Quotes all the Rambams. You saw these Rambams already. We'll see it again. Right. Rabbi Machteres. And he says over here. Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. He doesn't understand. Rabbi Machteres, it's only a Rishus, not a Chiyuv. He proves it, Rabbi Osai, amazingly. The Rambam, I don't know how I can I find this for you? I don't think so. When we have Rambams, Rambam. Where do you get the introductions to the Rambam? Like, where is it?
The Hakdamas?
Yeah. Oh, Hakdama. Yeah. Oh, Minyan HaMitzvos. Exactly what I want. Oh, wow. This is exactly what I want. Minyan HaMitzvos. Oh, wow. Look at this. They have it. Okay. Let's go down all of them. Okay. Watch this. Watch this. Look at Rosa. Ladun beganav betashlumin o bemisa shenema v'chiyignol baba machteres. What? Says Rav Shach, is a new din that Beis Din has to paskin shilas of what? Baba Machteres. Why? It's just old fashioned Rodev. Rodev is a different din. You see, Klar, Rav Shach's words. Shadin de Baba Machteres, hu chiyu bedin ganav. Shazel chiyuvo shala ganav, o betashlum, in a normal case. O bemisom yesh lo din Rodev. That's a din how horgo and lodome veino nerak. Shemhoya is that din rodev kachol rodev. Ain't the inyan a din haganev. Ela shumi chiyuva shal haganev. Vemhoya shir rodev kazeh shalom beganev lo yabuz that din rodev. Klor. Yes, Toysus Kasha. Baba Machteres, hukah b'chol adam. What they answer? Rishus. Machteres Rishus. The Rishus. Oh. Then he says, if Machteres is a regular din Rodev, Pshita shlo shayach b'zeh hadin misa aksuva, kevin shu atzolas hanidav. What did Gemara say over here? Well, look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Ayin beis amud beis. Ayin beis amud beis. Third line. Umeis b'chol mishal yochol amisa. What does that mean? What does it mean? Three lines later. Lomali. Meratzeach nafka, the Tanya most yumas, amaka ratzeachu. Ele b'misak amurabo, b'minyan minayin shimat ha'iyochol lehal misa b'misak suvabo, shet ha'rashor la misa b'chol misha ha'iyochol la misa, tamal omar, most yumas mikomakom. Shani hasen, the Tanya kor most yumas. Ligma minay, shetzeach v'gol adam, shetzeach suvabo n'kiyachod. Hey, malamdim, a whole discussion. What do you mean? A road there, if you have to pick which misa, you may have learned, the previous paragraph is called Arba Mises, right? Arba Mises, what are the four Mises? Who knows? What are the four? Skil Shed Eric Chenek. So, what is the Rotzeach killed with? Anybody know? Herek, right? Besayef. Okay? So you can't kill him Besayef because that would be the Al Shem Sofo. Had he committed murder, right? So you would do a Sayef. You can't kill him Besayef. Well, you let the guy be killed? So what kind of happening is that? If a Baba Machter is the classical Rodev, what's the chiddush that you can kill him with a bullet as opposed to a sword? A guillotine. Pshita. Says Rav Shach, not so pshita. Not so pshita. E Machter is the kid in Rodev, Isha Rodev, Yalma. Pshita shall shag with that in the Misa Aksuva. Hatzolos HaNidov. Mali Misa Zuh, Misa Cheres. So whatever, how we can kill him, whatever what? Our kochel shudin chiyuvo shel ganav lechayvo es ababa machteres mishem rodev v'chiyuvu rak she'en lo damim avolo shibazeh mishem mitzvah v'chovo larg ababa machteres shem de'ein kan pikuach nefesh. What's going on? He says not pikuach nefesh. Pilei plom Rav Shach. He brings all these riots. It's not a classic pikuach nefesh. You need a pasuk to do it on Shabbos. You need a pasuk to kill with any misa you want. It's not classical pikuach nefesh. It goes further than that. Further than that. Oh. We saw before here in the Gemara, what's the havdalah? You wouldn't do anything on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, Beis Din doesn't kill last narrow line. Haruge Beis Din to be Shabbos lo katlina. Why not? Says Rashi. Haruge Bezin the Shabbos Ol Katlina. Can I mean it pack echad in the mammas? Lo savaru esh b'chol mosh v'sechem. Wow. 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 A pasuk. A pasuk. The pasuk can say you don't give any punishment on Shabbos. Even if the punishment itself would not involve Chilul Shabbos. Would not involve Chilul Shabbos. It doesn't matter. You don't get punished with Sisun. Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. You like the green, Rabbi? Green?
Only on your screen. It's green. Ours is red.
Oh, it's
red.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, okay. I like green. Technical. Einon shin b'Shabbos. Afal pi sha'onish b'sis asei. And it's Hilchos Shabbos. Ketzer. Reshin ischai b'bezen malchus al misay malchus al sami misay b'Shabbos shenema. Also the Vashon Moshav on Shabbos. So I saw the Bezin shall you strip full by Shabbos, which is Chayav Strefa, or then the Sharonshim, and the Pesukim say you can't put a guy in Chayav on Shabbos. No, it's not what Lamed does Melachos. You can't do anything. No Onshim on Shabbos. So far, so good. Comes the Mishnah Melech, the following Shabbos. Nistapakti. Paul the Kosti Rabbeinu Pergal HaMechus Roteach. Sharodev HaChaveru Nitton Hatzila B'Navsho. V'yesh b'ze esay d'chziv v'chatzos as kabel lo sase d'chziv lo sase d'chziv l'osach ken arodev achar achas mikol ha'arayis chutz b'na behema din l'tzil b'na aveir b'navsho im hoyer ze b'shabes ma'o shenachal shabes b'shul atzalos o min aveir. A man is running after a woman. Refei Chali is going to be ma'anis her. So during the week we kill him for sure. Pasuk mefurish you saw the gemara ein lo shiyaloh ayin gimel lo manalf. Yes, right? Everyone know that? He saved him. He killed the pursuer. Right? It's a mefurish pasuk. Take a look and see the Gemara again. Take a look over here. Ein Moshi Allah, halfway down the daf and ayin gimel alf. Ho yesh, when it says a small gimel. Ho yesh le Moshi Allah, b'chol dava shirach alo shia. If someone can save her, you save her no matter what. It even means killing the pursuer. What if it's on Shabbos? It's on Shabbos. Temoye b'Shabbos. Ma'ash and Nechal. But Shabbos, but Shulat told us when Aveir. He didn't be rode if Achavela Hargo, he wants to kill him. Pshitali. The Mechal and Shabbos, he let's see the end of the Dabba, on the Bibi Goch Nefesh. We don't know she rode if Kvoi Tira Sotoro, Mishul Shul Shabbos, Pshitali, Shul Nechal and Hargo. But Masav Kali, who be rode if Achaz Mechal Arayis, Av, Shatori Tira Dabba, Ev Shul Nechal Shabbos. How do you like that? How do you like that? Wow. Wow. What's the proof? A dogma? Mitzvah says, say, Lara, Michu, Bezin. Mrs. Bezin, who's Sadr, Shalola, Onish, Beshabbos. In Kuhudami, Berod, and Acha Erba. She didn't resist the Hargo, who echoed me, the Onshim. Efter the Chal Shabbos, Beshul, Zeh. I have Makaga Bechabura. Oh, people, it's not the malach as such. It's called a tikkun. Back and forth. That's a love the shavur. We're not going into that right now. Shurisi laharif in Pesachim. What does he say? Yom amarz mutal lenochem yom kibush chal b'shabbes. Kol shorotz achar azochar achar nara marasa b'yom kippurim. Nothing better to do. Shemuta latzila benavsho kiditznan. Is he klar? Even on Shabbos, even Yom Kippur. Klar, klar. However, Tosis in Pesachim has a different pshat in Gemara in Pesachim. Ein lima din zemishum shani b'kuch nevish. So he's not sure. According to Tosis, what's the din? Ein matzila tzarach tal. He's no. He doesn't give any answer. Oh, quote Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Osai, the reason we save the Nara HaMurasa, Rabbi Osai, is really to save her life. What are we afraid about? She's going to put up a fight and get killed. No, if that's the case, so that's again if you go up Nefesh. But according to those who don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that is the shadow which has no terror. Sorachin, Mistap. Adkan. Zok Rav Shach. Ha ha! The Mishnah Melech is wrong. Because the Mishnah Melech is assuming that the reason we kill in the case of Rodev is Pikuach Nefesh. That's why we do it on Shabbos for sure. Whereas Nara is not Pekuach Nefesh. Sorry, Mishlenach, you are wrong. You are wrong. A role name is not a classic Pekuach Nefesh. Oh, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like this Mishnah the Melech. And therefore, the bottom line is, since we are Mechalel Shabbos, even in the case of Rodef of Bamachteris, which is not considered to be a Rodef, and you still you kill him on Shabbos, Hare Mefurish Sherodef Nitl Natzila Benav Shafila B'Shabbos V'lo Mishnah Pekuach Nefesh. Because Machteris is not Pekuach Nefesh. He quotes the Rif. The Rif is right. Where does he? How do you know that he's not abroad? He's not considered to be a full road there? Pekuach Nefesh is a Mefurish Gemara in a Ravin. Get passed by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Since we're in Hilchos Shabbos, anyway, let's see it from the Rambam. So let's really go on to Gemara. Perek Beis Halacha Chof Gimel. Amazing Gemara. Watch this, Rabbi Osai. What does it say over here? Goyim shetzaru al ayoras Yisroel. Imbo al iskei mamon ein mechal en alein es ha-shabbos. Imbo al iskei nefoshes. So then mechal en shabbos. Now wait a minute. He's bo al iskei mamon. It's Baba Machteris. Hey! It's Baba Machteris. Bo al deroidev. You see, Klaus is of Shach, Sharak, but din Gonav, Vichyuva, who Sharmin and Kain, Sheesh lo din Rodev. We saw in Rambam in his Minyan and Mitzvahs. One of the Mitzvahs is to take care of a Ganav who is B'machteres and give him the status of a Rodev and kill him. Vistraboy, Mikro, Dichsiv, Ein lo Domin, Afila B'Shabbos. Sanhedrin Beis. Abba Ba'alma, Ein ze Pikuach Nefesh Hashem Dover. Lo lahariga, velo lechilul Shabbos, viduk. Right from the Gemara in Erevin, as the Paskin in the Rambam. Fascinating, right? Yes, sir.
It's only the Balaam of Teres is only Iskim of Mammon if you hold like the Rambam.
Yeah.
Because if you hold like most like Rav Shimon, you say that it's in Adam Ma'amir Al Asmo. It's
well, at the end of the day, maybe you're in a fushes, we all agree to that. But right now, it hasn't happened yet. So Rav Shach says, right now, it hasn't happened yet. The classic Hefter Pekuach Nefesh does not exist. Proof? You need an extra drush of a Shabbos. Pekuach Nefesh and Shabbos is not in any drushes. We know that already. Chai Bahem. Not in any drushes. You see the Gemara Yuma for tomorrow, Shia, we'll need to discuss it. So it must be it's not classic Pekuach Nefesh. And that's exactly the Yisod over here. Oh, yes, sir.
Is he considered Iskei Mamon until as we saw in the Rashi where he says Shiyamu
Kenegla? Yeah, once it's Yamu Kenegla, then I think they're having a duel. That's a Rodef Mamsh at that point.
Then it becomes Iskei.
Yeah. At that point, sure. At that point in time, for sure.
But up until then, is Iskei Mamon?
Yeah.
So if you come downstairs and you see like a Baba Machteris like hanging out in your living room.
What's he doing there in the other room? Watching TV? What's he doing over there?
It's cold outside.
Maybe he's totally innocent. A homeless person. Not every homeless person is a writer. Otherwise, there would be a big problem in New York City. Anyway, so the Ron is already going to say like this. Al Shem Sofa. Look what he's saying over here. Afagav the dina baba machteres dina bechil chosu b'sayif. He's a rotzeach. It's killed b'sayif. Can't kill b'sayif. Ed mishishir. That's a hemshach of the mishnayis in this perek in Sanhedrin. This perek in Sanhedrin. Oh.
There's a way to kill.
Yeah, sayif. I wouldn't try it if I were you. Rabbi said there's only one problem of shachas. A katan. So before Shigemara, katan, right? Where do you find the word cotton? Where the word cotton found for the first time, Rabbi Osai? In Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. Where? Amar Avuna, cotton arode, hidden latzila benavsho. Frekt Rav Shach, why you kill the cotton? Im kozeh mechiva shel ganav. Ain't a cotton shem chiyu ve'onesh. Now wait a second. Baba Machteris, a cotton, where is that? Is that found anywhere in Shas Bavli? You find a rode for cotton. Shas Bavli, do you find a Boma Machteras a cotton? I'm asking you. You know Shas Bavli, don't you? The Rambam says Boma Machteras bench your cotton. The Rambam. Rav Yehuda is on the Rambam. He doesn't understand. If it's Bikuach Nefesh, doesn't matter. A guy can have a gun, a handgun. He's 12 years old and he's shooting. Hey, amen. That's a right. No question about that. That's a Mefurash Gemara. Baba Machteres, though, and he's a cotton. Rav Shach is not a pikuach nefesh, only an onesh. A cotton da baronsh. That is, he has no teres. He says, Sarachim, Vav Yesh Lamed. What does Vyesh Yesh Lamed mean? Vyesh Liashet. Rabbi Shach, why don't you tell us what the Yishuv is? What is the Yishuv? Vav Yesh Lamed. Vyesh Liashet. What is the Yesh Liashet? I don't know what it is. What is the Yesh Liashen? What? I don't know. Anyone know the answer? I don't know. Again, the Gemara is not Shver. The Rambam is Shver. The Rambam is Shver. Question: When Rav Shach quoted this Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, and he said it's different. Why is it different? Why is it different? Why isn't every why isn't this above a machteres? You know, machteres mamish. The commentator says steal money. Two terutzim. How much what Rav Shach meant? Either he's not a ganav. They're coming there with their marching drums. They also used to fight in the old days. We're not trying to pull a sneak attack. It's not the Pearl Harbor Day. We're declaring war. It's not a ganav. Is that what he means? Or maybe he means because he's a goy, and Baba Machteres is not a yid. I'm not exactly sure what he means. I don't know. What do other people do with this gemara? This is Rav Shach's raya. But if you don't like Rav Shach, what do you do with this? Let me show you something which I found. I found a quote in the Masifta Gemara, a fascinating. Wow, we're really in Bnei Brak. We quote Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, we quote Zatzal, Rav Shach Zatzal, and now we quote a third Bnei Brak. Just passed away recently. We love to love people who just less than a year ago. We always like to quote these people whenever we possibly can. Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vozna Zatzal. He has a tshuva about this too. Watch this. Chelek Ches. Watch this. Oh. We saw this yesterday in Shir. You mechal Shabbos because if the Jew won't let him, fret the Melech Avraham, let him be. What do you answer? Chayshinan Shema Yamod Echad Kenegdo. Abab Odom Yochid. I told you, Desert Island. Yaniach Digach Mamono. Velo Yechal Shabbos. Watch this, Rabbi Yisai. The last paragraph. He saw Menachas Pitim, Rameh Arik. Sorachim, but my machteres mutal lahargo, v'lar minan sheniach dikach mamono. My Rebbe said that's why it's only a rishus and not a chiyuv, not a mitzvah. You can let him take the money. Ubanisa de lo kasha, the lashna brayz of a shulchan aruch sivav dimbal iske mamon hainash yadua ma'od sheboya malkach to abistam yotzen the krosan beklei zayin. who before some shirots and makakakas mamam. Watch this now. Ah, you're going to stand up to them? No, you're not stupid. V'kevan shirabim heim en chashash diyamod yochid neged rabim. Ubevada yaniach lakakas mamonav lo yilchon neged rabim. Meire de kamot! A whole army's coming. They want money. What nut job is they know? They're not going to take my money. Crazy. So there's no chashash. The guy's going to die. You hear what's going on? Just to roll over and play dead and take your money. He'll try to stand up to him. One guy in a whole town, one guy gonna stand up to an army. Only one guy. Alright, but maybe no one else is around.
No, I'm saying, but if it's a rabbi, it means other people in the house.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah, that's what it means. Maybe. 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 Rabbi said, the chiddush here in the Torah is, I'm not mechuyev to give up my money to avoid a chilul Shabbos. Why not? Because at the end of the day, the Torah knows human psychology better than psychologists. And the Torah knows that the average person can't let his money be taken from him. So if the Torah would paskin that you have on Shabbos, you have to leave it go, what's going to happen? The last minute, you're going to jump, and you're going to be killed. That's the pshat in Omek Pnimius HaTorah. The Torah is deep psychologists. We know, Rabbi Osai, we know the person at the end of the day is not going to be able to watch his money being taken from him, even on Shabbos. So therefore, the Torah lets you kill on Shabbos preemptively. Otherwise, you may get killed. Some of Farshim explain. Oh. Oh. Rabbi Osai. The Gemara has an Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. No, I'm closing up Shach Sefer. Cotton still shver. You have a teretz? Let me know. Ayin Gimel Amud. Look on the Gemara. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Please look inside. What does it say? Tana Rabbana, top of the first Gemara after the Mishnah. Minayin l'rodeh v'achachaveiro l'hargo shenitin latzila b'navsha tamalomar lo samar al dar mayecha. Woo. That's Tosis Kasha. We already know that from the previous daf. Frank the Gemara v'olahochi yud v'osah v'bola l'chidatanya minayin l'rodeh v'achaveiro shenitoveh abenor chayga rosa listen bon alav shu chayv latzila tamalomar lo samar al dar mayecha. Ain't a chinam is the Gemara. Anita Natsila Benavsho Minolan. So how do you know? Maybe only if he's drowning in the river, you can save him without costing a life. But to save him from a thief by killing the thief, or killing by a murderer, maybe you can't. Isa Bekavachom Minara Morosa. Ma Nara Morosa. Shalobo El Pogma. To make a pagam on her, to make her in a bad situation. That she's a ba'ula, an anusa. Amra Torah, hanitin latzila b'nafsho, you can kill him to save her from this pagam. Rodef achachavero, lahargo, alachas kama v'kama. Frek the Gemara, v'chi onshin min hadin. Woo! What's the key word? What's the chiddush over here? What's the word?
Onshin!
As Rav Shach said, it's an onesh. If not for this Gemara, I would have said, we're not discussing onshin over here. Just trying to save you from being killed. Onshin. You see, klar is a concept, Rabbi Osai, of onshin. 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 Wow. More is a hekesh. It's not a kavachomer, it's a hekesh. As we saw before, kashi yoke, mishreel, so never can do it. Mata rotech, mata reza bo, lamin, and salami. Makash rotzeh l'nam rosa, manam rosa, didn't see the benam show. I've rotzeh l'nam rosa, show, benam rosa, go for me, nola, and mashiach, nola, yoshi, stop right over here. Klon, did you see the Rambam had a different source for all this? Rabbi Osai, isn't it strange? Remember the whole different source for this then? Against the Gemara? Look at the Rambam. Shenemar. Says the Ravid. Yeah. The Sifri Kadarish Leyachim. Sifri. It's a Sifri. And therefore what? You gotta love the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz is someone we usually don't look at. Look what he says about this. Watch this. And the Yomer, Yashakoichoi. He goes, Yashakoich to the Ravid. Shalomad the Makomo. He gives a Ravid Yashakoich. Tongue in cheek. Yashakoich, Ravid. No, come on. That's not what the Ravid does. There's no Yashakoich. No. He's asking Akasha. He should have quoted from here. From Amos Yelo. It's a Gemara. We filed the Gemara against a Sifri. So why are you quoting a Sifri for? Quote a Gemara. That's how some of the Mefarshim explain. I can't, not here. Explain this Kasha of the Ravid. Everybody follow me? Yes.
The Ravid here is just asking how the Rambam found source from the Sifri as opposed to the Gemara Tanaim.
That's what some say. I'll read you from the Rambam, from the Mekeves HaMishnah. As Apsha. Dirkamanaso. Lahasig, come on. You think the big Lose is correct? Nah. He's arguing on the Raven, on the Rambam. Hurl the Rabbein with the Rambam. Litvos drasha de shas and 89 gimel. The other from Tzeach Minara Marasa. So why? What's the answer? Well, the Sifri is correct. How do you know? Because Mak Shalele, we discussed about the question of the woman whose life is threatened by the child who wants to come out. She ain't a uber miskaven lirdov. Lek lemelech minara marasa ak midrasha the Sifri vavenze. Amazing, amazing. He's saying the fact that you can kill the fetus that wants to come out cannot be derived from nara marasa. Because nara marasa, the guy is a rapist with intention to harm. The baby doesn't have such an intention. He called a pasuk of what? The drasha the Sifri. It's different. What? Presumably, in the psukim that are described over here, in the Sifri, there's no kavana to kill or wound in that fashion of a rapist, and therefore you can derive from there even to a case of what? Of a fetus. That's what he says, a fetus. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. A possible answer may be, not my answer, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. Minchas Chinuch, Parshas Kedosh. The problem is they don't have the osios that we're used to in our new Minchas Chinuch. So we have to see where to find this. Watch this. Oh! Minchas Chinuch says that once you derive from Nara Marasa, then it's included in V'katzos HaSkabal HaSokha Senech. We find it over here. Okay, we'll look later. It could be I'm gonna have a wrong maramok. I would have said like this. The Samar al Dharma Yecha on itself is only when there's no victim. The Nara tells you that you can kill even though there is a victim. And Kavachoma Rotseach, but the Lav is the Samar al Dharma Yecha. Rabosai, why didn't the what we saw in Mekevas the Mishnah's Kasha? Why did the Rambam use a Pasuk? Let's just see again. One more time, as we said. What? Why did he quote this pasuk? He should have quoted what? Minar Mirosa. Rabosai! Minar Mirosa, there's no lav and there's no essay. The Rambam is famous. The whole Yad HaChazaka is based on the 613 mitzvahs. Show me where you have it in the parasha of Minar Mirosa. It's right over here. You see the pasuk? It's pasuk here. Oz beis and I give him. Lanar lo sas adover. And lanar achet moves. Kasha yokum isha reo and b'son akendu there. It's not a lab, it's not an essay. Neither. The mekevah and mishas kasha is no kasha. There is no lab by nara. There is no lab by nara. There is no lab by nara. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Someone of them shot in the Kasha against the Rambam. That's a machlokus in the Sifri. The Rambam had no right to paskin the way he paskin. We are in Parshas Kiseitse. What's the pasuk? Chaf hey yud beis. Oh, and by piskus. I'm never gonna find this needle in a haystack. I'll pick one. See what happens. So where are we? I should know Parsha. Can say it by heart. Anybody know by heart? Know what the order of the Pesukim is?
Parsha.
Do your papa read the Parsha?
Yeah.
No. So after Miriam, what comes after that?
It's been a while.
Okay. I can go for your base. Way after that, okay. We were here before. 1 second. Kisif or Karmacha. That's way after that too. That's sort of the end. Hold on. Let's try again. Try this one. Yonka Bafanov. Even after that. Try this one. Oh, I gotta close all the windows. Press out. Thank you for closing that. Let's close all these things. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's try this. Yes! Finally, on our fourth attempt. The katzosa is kappa. Malama shatachayav latzila b'kappa. What does the pasuk say? I have a stone chumash. I'll read it to you. Okay. Ki notzu anoshim yachtav ish ve'ochiv ve'korveish and say oichad lahatzas isha miyad ma'akeo v'yosholcho yodo ve'chziga b'mushov v'katzo soaz kapo v'osacho se'necha. I will now read you the English. If men fight with one another, a man and his brother, and the wife of one of them approaches to rescue her husband from the hand of the one who is striking him, and she stretches out her hand and grasps this embarrassing place. You shall cut off her hand Your eye shall not show pity. Very dramatic translation. Okay. Minayin shim a'ena to yochal atilosa bekapa. You can't cut off a hand. Hatila benafsha killer. Tamaloma lo chasocha senecha. If she's going to chalil lachas kill the other guy, so you have to kill her first. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Nemakan lo sochas einecha nemal halon, lo sochas einecha, ma lo sochas einecha, amul halon, momon, af lo sochas einecha, hamokan, momon, momon. What does mamon mean? Rashi says, momon, demei boshto, hakol lefiya mevayesh amizbayesh. Sifri. So they ask the Rambam, you backed the wrong man. You backed the wrong Tana. The Rambam quotes Rabbi Yehuda. Excuse me. The Rambam quotes Tana Kama. Right? We pass the Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Rashi and a Chumash. So the answer to the Rambam is me, no. We pass them like the Tana Kama. Aye, Boshes. Boshes. Look how the Rambam quoted Boshes. Look how the Rambam quoted Boshes. Watch. Show the Rambam. You were in the Rambam somewhere before. Oh. Perakhes and Chovul Mazik. Rabbi said the Rambam quotes the Boshes. Look how he quotes it. Watch this. Oh, no, no. It's Perak Aleph. Look how he calls Boshes. Very cute. Rambam calls Boshes. Uminayan shuchayev b'boshes b'fnei atzma shenemar v'sholcha yodav v'zikah b'mavusha v'katzos kapo b'chlal zeh Din knas amavayish. That's not poshup shot. The poshup shot is like Rabbi Yehuda. Killer, necessary. Bichlal. It's only included as a remez. Allah, what should we see? As I want to suggest. Ad kan. This is what his kasha is. Rabosa. Fascinating. With this nakuda, I sort of give a terrace to the Ashvera Ralbag. How many people learn Rabbag on Chumash? I think they have this beautiful new Rabbag. Tanakh. On this pasuk. Chav Beis. Links. Where's Rabbag? No Rabbag?
They have it, just... Oh, no, wait, you're right.
Is it here? Yeah.
They don't have a Chumash.
How can that be? Ha!
Yeah.
Oh, the Ralbag. Pilei ploy. I read it to you. The Ralbag, on that Pasuk, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kiva Sodem Mitzah, right? So I call an Aram or a Sov a Moshiach. Lo. So what did Gemara say over here? What did Gemara say? Moshiach b'chol dam shechol Moshiach. Right? Said the Rabbag to Rishus. What? We know it's a chiyuv. Yeah, but not from here. Here you know it's a Rishus. From the Katzosos Kappa, you know it's a chiyuv. So Rabbag is correct insofar as he was going only saying pshat in that one pasuk. There's no machlokas the Gemara in the Sifri. The Sifri takes the beginning of the Gemara in the Maskana. Quoted a havi losochos einecha, right? And Osama is only talking about a tovei. The Maskana, Moshiach b'chol davar shechol Moshiach, losochos einecha v'katzosa. And the truth is, Rabbi Osai, there's another mitzvah to say over here. Vashevo solo. Rabbi Osai. That's source number Dalit. Aveda Skufa Minayin. Hashevo Solo. Means Hashevo Solo, not Hashevo Solo. You give back the lost object. Vashevo Solo. Rashi says, "Tell Rosh Rosh lo, kro yaseru lemedrash hashav hashav es gufo leatzmo leatzmo." Fascinating. So now I'll both say, end of the shiur, I want to start a little bit of brisket term. We haven't caught any. Have we caught any briskets yet at all? Caught my Rebbe, the brisket. Did I caught any of the earlier briskets? I don't think that. No. Reb Chaim of Brisk. He founded the brisket. Well, Beis Halevi was the founder. Reb Chaim was really the founder of the brisket derech. Basically, that he was the old derech. Okay. So Reb Chaim, I left it on my desk downstairs, so you can look at it. It's in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. We've been here before. We've seen the Rambam before. However, the mitzvah says, "Lo sasei shlolochos al nefesh harodef." Okay, we know it's a lo sasei losochos enecha. We saw it before. Halacha Ches. Leficha choru chachamim sheubro shimak shalele. A pregnant woman who can't, the child doesn't want to come out. Muto lakto chouba memeyeo ben besam ben biyad neshu ke rodef acharei lahorga. Mishael tziruosho ein nogin bo shein doche nevesh mipnei nevesh v'zel tiva shalolim. Where did Rambam get it from? A Gemara. We'll see the Gemara now. We'll have to see Reb Chaim tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll. They don't have Reb Chaim on the screen, do they? I don't think so.
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, maybe we'll see it on the screen. But you know, you can look it up between today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's year is 10:45, right? Regular Thursday's round. Supposed to land at 8 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully we'll be here. What's the Gemara say over here? We're both side. Take a look. Omar Avuna. We saw it before. Kotan, Arodev, Ein Beis, Men Beis, Nitan, Atzila, Ben Apshu. Kosovar, Rodev, Ein Atzorach, Asro. The baby's head came out. Don't touch him, even though the mother could die. Found my rodevu. Kids are rodev. Shani hosom. The mishmaya karat filo. Heaven is the rodev. Not the kid. Kid doesn't know what he's doing. Rodev requires some kavana lirdo. Oh, so the question then becomes, so why do you kill the child in utero? Only Yotzer Rosh or not? It's a Mishnah and all this. Rashi quotes the first day of the Mishnah. Yotzer Rosh, see the Rashi, the seventh or sixth wide line. The Isha Hamakshaleted Musukenis. The Katani Resha, if the child is still inside, Hachaya Poshetis Yoda Vichot Chosalot Yodosoivor, if the mother's going to die from this childbirth, the midwife can kill the fetus in utero. The cause match lo yotzal avir olam lav nefeshu. V'nita nahargo lahat plasimo. Avo yotzal rosho ein nogin bo lahargo davo leki yolud. V'ein doche nefesh v'pnei nefesh. Rabosai, if you had this Rashi, I'm asking a question. You know, when you go past the Catholic Church and you see these big signs, abortion is murder. Is it true? What the Rashi?
No.
No, why not? What the Rashi say, Bush? Please. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? What's the keyword in Rashi we just saw? No, what's the keyword? What word did I emphasize in Rashi? I only read one line.
Lav nefeshu.
Lav nefeshu, correct. So therefore, even though there's no din of rodef at all, because mishmai karat filet, doesn't matter. You can do the abortion anyway, even the late stage, to save the mother's life. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam contradicts himself. The Rambam says, an ubra, you can kill the uber. Why? Because they're rodev. What do you mean rodev? Tiva shalola means what? Means mishmai karatfei, so it's not a rodev. So, what's going on with this Rambam? Is the child a rodev or not a rodev? If it's a rodev, then even after the child, the head came out, she'd be able to kill him. If he's not a rodev, then even if in utero you can't kill him. We know the answer. We have a Rashi. It's not a rodev. We can kill him anyway. Why? 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 Not a nefesh. Rabosai, I was saying abortion is mutter chas v'shalom. We're going to try our best. You probably have to divide the sugyas. This is the first major sugya. This is Blat Gemara. But this Blat is not ended. Two more Blat Dabim to this parak. Each one is a world unto itself. A world unto itself. So in the third world, if I've used that expression, the last daf of this parak is all about the famous sugya of Yehar Vayav. Everyone knows the sugya, but I'm going to try to learn it b'ir. But we still have miles to go until we get there. Okay? But in that Gemara, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that if someone tells you kill him or be killed, you're not supposed to kill him? Who said so? The Gemara says a svaro. Why? Take a look at the top, the last five lines up, ayin dalin amud aleph. Five lines up, ayin dalin amud aleph. Zil kata leplanya vilo katlin aloch. Kill him or I'll kill you. Amalei liktaluch, you should be killed. V'lo tiktal, don't kill him. Why? Mi yemar didama didach sumek tvei. Dilma dama lugavar sumek tvei. Who says your blood is redder than his? Maybe his blood is redder than yours. Rashi, last two narrow lines. Mi odeya she damach damchos chavim v'nosh liyotzricha yosem idam chavercha. So here either you'll be killed or chaverecha, he'll be killed. It's a tie. Shev al tasa, do nothing. That's only true, Rabbo, so it's arguable if the two nefashos are equal. What happens if the person they come to is the God of Ador? Mamash, the God of Ador, kill him or I'll kill you. And this guy is a mamash, a half-wit. What do you say? Can you kill him?
No.
Chas v'shalom. We are not allowed to start measuring people. So if he'll be the God of Ador, he'll be the second to the God of Ador, so you can kill him too. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable. But that may be only true because we have to be objective. But subjective is a slippery slope, cubed. What if there's an objective difference, objective difference between the person who might be killed and the person who he's told to kill? What can be objective? I'll give you an objective. If someone would kill me, they'll be chayav misa. If someone will kill him, it won't be chayav misa. So my blood is better than his, not because I have a higher IQ, I know more shas, that's irrelevant. Because I am a person who, if someone would kill me, he'd be chayav misa. But that person, not. So my blood is redder, objectively. That could be pshat, this Rashi. Lav nefesh, should be one of two things. He's not a nefesh at all, and then it's not considered murder at all. Not considered murder at all. It's not one of the big three, so you can kill to save the mother. There's another possibility. Maybe murder it is, but it's a low-level murder. Maybe a low-level murder. Maybe the church is right, it's murder, but a low-level murder. Because it's not a capital offense. We paskin aloch alamaisa, a Mishnah in Nida, Daf Mem Dalet, on the Makoros, somewhere. That if you do an abortion, not chaymisa. A goy is chaymisa, not a Jew. Get to that all as we go. It's a lower level. That's very nice. Then you only rodev. The problem with the Rambam is, he calls him a rodev, implying that if not for rodev, you couldn't kill the again, what does it say? The child is a rodef. No, if the child is a rodef, then if his head has come out, he's also a rodef. What's going on over here? Big question. Is he a rodef or is he not a rodef? If he's a rodef, you should kill him after the head came out. If he's not a rodef, you should be able to kill him even while he's in utero. Lav nefesh, that's not what the Rambam said to Farish. He implied it, perhaps. This is the problem. So this is a very serious problem. Reb Chaim wrestles and grapples with this problem. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with the Reb Chaim. We should lose a shir. Maybe we'll talk a little about the parsha at the end of the shir. Parsha's Yisrael. We'll talk about Lo Tirtzach. I'm sure this is what we're talking. I can get away with it. I don't have to say anything more than that. But maybe we'll say something extra anyway.